Isaiah 33, verse 2 says, Lord, be gracious to us. We long for you. Be our strength every morning, our salvation in time of distress. Thanks so much for listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. I am your host, Joey Kroll. Good to fellowship with you. Hopefully you have a chance this weekend to hit the pause button, kind of slow things down a little bit, soak up some family time, enjoy the sights and sounds of this season. Hey, this program kind of prepares our hearts and minds on the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We focus on Jesus. We also focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. Got some great God-honoring music coming up. I think you'll be blessed here in the next 30 minutes. Here's music from Bridget Donahoe reminding us that we are children of God.
There's a light that's shining inside of the sons and the daughters, the children of Christ. Raise it high for all the world to see. There's a promise that won't be denied. He's coming to capture his bride. He has paid our ransom and given us new life. We are the children.
We will not. the sons and the daughters, the children of Christ. Raise it high for all the world to see.
Her name is Bridget Donahoe and Children of God. Thanks so much for listening to Sunday Worship today. Hey, the weather's getting nicer. I'm okay with that. I'm loving that. In fact, our kids are just all wound up in the house. They're just itching to get outside, so we just open the door and just let them have their way for a little bit, get all that energy out. I pray that the Lord is blessing you today. In Matthew chapter 10, says, go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. You know, one of the members of W.E. Sangster's church in England, well, he was a barber, and he felt like it was his duty to witness to his customers, but he wasn't always prudent in how he went about it. Here's the true story right here. One day, after he lathered a man up for a shave, he picked up a razor and asked, sir, are you prepared to meet your God? And the poor fellow fled out with lather still on his face. How about that? You know, in our culture today, they have convinced us that it's inappropriate and unacceptable to talk about religion. But that shouldn't discourage us, Fred, because evangelism is really as simple as testifying what God has done in your life. So as we continue our weekend, as we continue our Sunday, go out and meet people where they are, at the dentist, a neighborhood party, at the water cooler, and tell them how they too can experience God's amazing grace. listening to Sunday Worship. That's right. What a friend we have in Jesus, a friend who is always there, ready to hear from us when we pray, when we go to him. He's always there. Isn't that pretty cool? Hey, thanks for listening to Sunday Worship today. I'm your host, Joey Kroll. If you got a couple of minutes, be sure to like us on Facebook. We've been posting some encouraging passages, verses, and quotes from believers. Yeah, be sure to like us on Facebook. It's Sunday Worship Radio right there on Facebook. 2 Timothy 4:5 says, "Do the work of an evangelist." World-famous violinist Fritz Kreisler, I hope I pronounced his last name right, I'm sorry if I'm not, he earned a fortune with his concerts and compositions, but he was also extremely generous, gave most of his money away. So when he discovered an exquisite violin on one of his trips, he couldn't afford to buy it. And later, having raised just enough money to meet the asking price, he returned to the seller hoping to purchase that beautiful instrument. But to his great dismay, it had already been sold to a collector. So Kreisler made his way to the new owner's home and offered to buy the violin. The collector said it had become his prized possession and he would not sell it. So Kreisler was disappointed, but he had an idea. He said, "Could I play the instrument once more before it's consigned to silence?" And permission was granted. And he started playing. And he filled the room with such heart-moving music that the collector's emotions were deeply stirred. He said, "I have no right to keep that to myself. It's yours, Mr. Kreisler. Take it into the world and let people hear it." Friend, you and I have a message to share. Our Heavenly Father created us as exquisite instruments, and the beautiful music that we are to make is the good news of salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. We were, my friend, made to be played.
The splendor of a king, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide. It trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice.
with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great is our God.
Well, James chapter 5, verse 16 says, the prayers of a righteous person avail much. You know, someone once said, if you only pray when you're in trouble, you're in trouble. Singing about our awesome, awesome God. That's Michael W. Smith, an awesome God here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Hey, it is already May. Yeah, the first day of May 2016. Be sure to mark your calendar, by the way, for next month, June. I know you're like, slow down. I'm just getting used to the new month here, but time really does fly. Mark it down on your calendar for Saturday night, June the 11th at 7 p.m. First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy will be hosting the Singing Men along with Ivan Parker in concert. Tickets are $25 for the artist circle, which are reserved seating, including a meet and greet, and general seating, by the way, is just $10. We had Ivan last year, just a fantastic job. And this year, I'm sure he's really going to hit another home run for sure. So mark it down Saturday night, June the 11th at 7 p.m. First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy. For more details, visit greatnewsradio.org or 217-367-7777. Well, until next time, my friend, because that clock over there is telling me, hey, I need to wrap things up. Just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Have a great week.